This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is again boosting his trade war with China, as AP's Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani tells us from the White House.
It's another jump in the trade war between the world's two biggest economies. The president says slow-moving negotiations will continue, but starting September 1st, the U.S. will hit China with a new 10% tariff on about $300 billion in goods. He announced the move on Twitter while criticizing Beijing for not making good on promises to stop fentanyl sales to the U.S. and to buy more farm goods. Stocks tumbled fast, with the Dow going from up nearly 300 to down nearly 200 soon after the tweets. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Thursday he will not be able to meet with North Korean officials in Bangkok on the sidelines of the ASEAN summit that came just hours after North Korea's latest ballistic missile test. North Korea, two U.S. officials say that North Korea had carried out a new projectile launch. One of those officials told the Reuters news agency the launch did not pose a threat to North America. At a press availability with his Thai counterpart, Pompeo said the United States remains ready to talk with Pyongyang.
We stand ready to continue our diplomatic conversation with the North Koreans. I regret that it looks like I'm not going to have an opportunity to do that while I'm here in Bangkok. But we're ready to go.
In the past, the annual ASEAN security meeting was used as an opportunity for talks between the United States and North Korean officials. As Sagar Meghani mentioned, President Donald Trump's tariff announcement sent stock prices tumbling on Wall Street, with all three major indices losing value. At right before the close, the Dow was down 0.97%. This is VOA News. Yemen's Houthis are claiming responsibility for a ballistic missile strike that tore through a military parade at a Saudi coalition airbase near Aden on Thursday, killing dozens of people. Edward Uranian reports from Cairo.
Dozens of people were killed or wounded in the explosion, including cadets and top officers, according to Arab media. Yemen's Houthi militia group claimed responsibility for the attack. Pro-Houthi media said the group's military spokesman, Colonel Yahya Saria, claimed that his forces had fired the ballistic missile. The prime minister of Yemen's internationally recognized government, President Abdrabu Mansour Hadi, claimed that the suicide bombing was an indication that the Houthis have ties to terrorist groups operating in Yemen. The Houthis have claimed responsibility for a number of drone strikes on Saudi territory in recent months, including at least three successful attacks on Abha Airport in the south of the country and at least two drone strikes on oil pumping stations on the Yanbo pipeline. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Iran's president has called U.S. sanctions against that nation's foreign minister childish. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Hassan Rouhani has hit out at new administration sanctions targeting the country's foreign minister, describing the move as childish and a barrier to diplomacy. The highly unusual action of penalizing another nation's top diplomat had followed President Donald Trump's executive order placing sanctions on Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Rouhani says, every day they, U.S. officials, claim we want to negotiate with Iran without any preconditions, and then they put sanctions on the country's foreign minister. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The border between Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of Congo has reopened after being briefly shut when another case of Ebola was found in the Congolese city of Goma. Witnesses told VOA authorities prevented most people from crossing between the Rwandan city of Gisenyi and the Congolese city of Goma for several hours. The World Health Organization's Dr. Margaret Harris says closing the border will not help stop the spread of the disease.
Throughout history, if you look at the history of the Black Plague, that's exactly what happened as well. If you start making people terrified, you close things down, they run away, they hide, and they spread disease.
Congolese health officials have confirmed that the young daughter of a man who died of the virus earlier this week is showing symptoms of Ebola. The man was diagnosed a few days after arriving in Goma from a northeastern rural community. The WHO says the Ebola outbreak in the DRC has killed more than 1,800 people, nearly one-third of them children. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.